27 years ago, Saddam Hussein murdered 5,000 Kurds with mustard gas and other chemical weapons. This time, they're allegedly victims of terrorists.
U.S. officials say this is not a red line moment, and it's unlikely to significantly change U.S. policy. The U.S. is already bombing ISIS. But the use of chemical weapons does change the dynamics on the battlefield. The Kurds don't have gas masks. They may need them, as ISIS is apparently willing to use any weapon it can. Lester?
NBC's Richard Engel tonight. Thanks. Up next, we'll tell you more about a monster change in the forecast. That so-called Godzilla El Nino headed to the U.S. We're going to show you how that ripple effect will be felt from east to west.